Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Welcome back. We're going right into discussing this RDFI chip and understanding, you know, what's taking place. Don't just push things off. Don't follow the mass media and the mass wide-roaded crowd and say, what are you doing? You know, just scan your stuff. We're going to play a segment for you, hopefully in this program, if not the next program, about the RFID chip, which we've been talking about as well.
RFID.
Yeah, RFID chip, which is radio frequency data, something that just basically just tells your stuff. And but when you're reading, I want you to read Revelation. Read Revelation chapter 12 right there and listen to this, understanding what we're talking about in the context of this, John.
A great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head. She was pregnant and cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. And then another sign appeared in the heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth, so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman fled into the wilderness to a place prepared for her by God, where she might be taken care of for 1,260 days. Verse 7, then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought back. But he was not strong enough, and they lost their place in heaven.
Well, we want to jump right here, and we want to read into verse 11, where he says, then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. Think about that. This is the part I want to talk about. Then I saw a second beast coming out of the earth. Understand, it doesn't come from heaven. It doesn't come from... It's out of the earth, from amongst us, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It had 2 horns, like a lamb, but it spoke like a dragon. And we're going to be showing you just a moment, or if this program or next program, that right now, weather reports are there is three dragons over America, is what they're saying. 3 dragons. And we're going to show you, it's amazing, this weather pattern that's going on right now. At the same time, this RFID chip, which is the tracking of, you know, buying and selling. So it goes on. And what's the unique thing about this particular mindset, this person that's coming out of the earth, that's doing all this stuff, or this spirit? Verse 12 says it exercises all the authority over the first beast on its behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast, who was fatally wounded and had been healed. And think about today, I mean, how many fiction things people have seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when reality happens, people don't know whether it's surreal, real, or right. Just fake. And then he says it performed great signs, even caused fire to come down from heaven to the earth in view of all the people. Because of these signs, it was given power to perform on behalf of it. And it says the second beast was given power to give breath to the first particular beast that went down, or the man that went down. And then he says in verse 16, he said, it also forced all people, and this is the aspect I want to talk about. It also forced all people, and understand, it forced all people. Yeah, only Americans right now in our mindset says, you can't make me do anything. It's like,
right.
Have you looked at the other 7 billion people on the face of the
earth?
Yes, they can. Have you been to the gulags in North Korea? Yes, they can. He says, and they forced all people, great and small, which is, you know, somebody that you may think is great and somebody that's small, rich or poor, so it doesn't matter how much money you have, free or slave, it doesn't matter what you're getting paid or if you're getting paid, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their forehead. Isn't it interesting that you have a chance? What I think is also interesting about India is they've practiced so long carrying a mark on their foreheads that it wouldn't be hard for 1.3 billion people in India
to
start replacing that with just a simple, right, you know, RFDI chip type thing. They had this big program called Printing India, which you make the hopefully a related segment. You can see that. And they forced them. They forced them to be able to take this mark so that they could not buy or sell. Buy or sell. That's so important. Mm-hmm. Unless they had this mark, which is the number of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. Understand that when he says this calls for wisdom, we got to think about this and pray about this and ask the Lord to lead us. That's why we teach you to abide, because God will lead you. You can't go listen to some man teach somewhere when you're all by yourself and somebody's got you in a corner at some governmental office somewhere, maybe, right, you know, and saying, right, just sign here, everything's fine, we're going to take care of you, everything's great. Yeah. Don't worry, you can buy, sell, you can do everything, all you need is this simple little thing here.
Just hold the pen, we'll move the paper.
You know? Yeah, and if you're abiding with the Lord and you know Jesus, you're going to feel, you got to learn to follow his voice, and he'll tell you what to do at that time. He said, those that are led by the Spirit are sons of God. He says, let this person who has insight, so wisdom and insight, calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, which is his number is 666. And you think about, see, what is that? You know, what is that? Well, you got to hear, think about, this is what God showed me. He took me in a vision, a dream, and he showed me this whole thing going down. And this one we're going to talk about in the next program about the RFDI chip, how it just kind of goes in line with what God was saying to me and what he's saying in his word and we're saying to others. But I'm just telling you what he's saying to me, so I'm not speaking for others. But I will be talking about Chuck Pierce, who talks about the four dragons over America just this week. Mm-hmm. Right now, so we speak. So remember, they're over America right now, and they're headed east.
Right.
They're headed east. And but what he showed me was I was sitting in this imagine this big, huge office. Imagine working in a city, and everybody has their little cubicles in this big, open office. And you're just taking in data. And as I was working, I realized, you know, we're all doing the same thing. But then I realized that this is people's personal information. You know, we're gathering everything. And that's what computers are. I mean, computers are that it can know every, I mean, if you whatever you put in it, mm-hmm. it'll be able to recall it quickly. It can do facial recognition now with that face program. It can do all kinds of different things it can do, and fingerprint technology and all that. And I'm realizing as I'm doing this job, and we're all doing this job, it just dawned on me, this is wrong. This is not right, you know?
And this is in the dream, right?
This is the dream. This is this vision's dream. And in that, you couldn't communicate. You couldn't talk to people. You couldn't just come up and go, hey. There was a movie years ago. I forget what the name of it was. But this lady just stood up on a desk with all these sweatshop workers. And she just started saying, this is wrong. I don't remember what the movie was. You couldn't do that because it wouldn't end up well for you. Mm-hmm. And but we all had a almost like a bulletin board, a white bulletin board that we could write something on. And so we're coming to the end of the hour. Well, let me tell you, you need to catch the next program, because I want to tell you very specifically, this thing is coming to pass, and it's coming to pass quickly. God said it was, but okay, it's not the end of the world. It's the fulfillment of what God said would happen, so that his church will be taken away. I mean, God's coming. Jesus is coming back for his church. The question is, are you part of the church? Are you ready to be taken away? When the signs are before us and we're seeing this and God is speaking to us, we need to pay attention to what he's saying. He says, let the wisdom pay attention. Let the those who have insight calculate, understand these times are coming. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.